We got a midweek podcast. It is October 24th, and I am joined by Joe Orlando. Is it Junior?
Junior, yep.
There you go. And your family, your father is the famous lawyer. Settled some big cases, put some money in some people's pockets.
Done some good work over the years.
Done some good work. He went to BC, right?
He did.
Did you as well?
I did not go to BC, and I'm constantly reminded about that.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Endicott College, which is an awesome school.
It's gotten better and better every year, right?
Every year. It's amazing. I mean, I graduated 10 years ago. You go back there, you can't even recognize it. And then I went to Mass School of Law. I have a joke in my family because my dad and sister went to BC. So you know how you know somebody went to BC, Joey?
How's that?
They tell you.
They tell you. It's like being a vegan, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, right.
Same type of thing.
Exactly right.
So you're running at large.
Yep.
And we have we're going to get this out because I say it every time just in case people think that we're playing favorites or not playing favorites. Every counselor, you want to come in and speak with us get your message across. You're welcome. Just get a hold of me, and you can come on the podcast. So now that disclaimer is out of the way.
Legal stuff, man.
By my own contributors, they accused me of having people not on.
Really?
So I'm like, how much more? I mean, I say it every time, and they still.
I believe you, buddy.
Can't win. Can't win. So tell me a little bit about, tell me about your school, but what ignited your passion for politics and why are you running?
Okay, good question. What ignited my passion for politics? I was in college I was in high school during the famous Bush-Gore election of 2000, which really struck my interest because I was always, I always intended to be a lawyer. So the legal end of it was really interesting. Some people might not have liked the result, but the whole Supreme Court essentially deciding an election, that was a new and different thing, a big thing for me as, at the time, a 16-year-old kid. That's when I really started paying attention to politics. Then I, like every other high school and college kid, and I went through high school and played my sports. I played baseball at Gloucester High. I was the Matheson Award winner there. Great experience at Gloucester High. Graduated in 03 and went to First Virginia Wesleyan down in Virginia Beach, which was an awesome place, but then transferred to Endicott. My wife, Jamie, also graduated from Gloucester High, and she went straight to Endicott. I transferred back to Endicott.
Is that where you met?
We met at Gloucester High, yep. High school sweethearts.
Okay, there
you
go.
We went to graduated college together, too.
Oh.
She was the captain of the cheerleading squad in high school and college.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool. So anyway, we went to school together. At college, and then I went to law school, and she went to grad school, and she got her master's degree. She's a teacher in Rockport at the preschool level. So why am I getting into this race? I ran 2 years ago, and I'm just not a guy who sits on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And this community's given a lot to my family, and I thought it was appropriate to continue my family tradition of trying to give back. My grandfather was a veteran, World War II. Fought in some of the worst battles, came back, ran for city council. He served at the Fishermen's Union for a long time. Mm-hmm. Then he was a VP of the Seafarers International Union.
So was last year your first...
first term last year.
First term, the last election was your first run. What were your preconceived notions of becoming a city councilor? And now that you've served this amount of time, what were some of the things that you may have thought it was like, but is like, wow, this is what it's really like?
It's an awesome question because there's so, I mean, if you've never done it before, the thing that surprises me the most is the things that, certain things that people get riled up about, all right? So you're more likely to see a big crowd at a public hearing about, whether or not a street is going to be one way or two ways, or a dog ordinance question, or something like that, than you are on the budget of $105 million, which is amazing. I mean, it truly is amazing. And I understand why. People, they elect us to make those decisions. So they don't want to get into the weeds and come to these, boring meetings, and they shouldn't have to.
But it's much greater impact.
Yeah, but of course, yeah.
It seems funny to me that, but I could totally see that being the case. There's certain hot button topics, like some recurrent, like when we do the podcast, recurring themes,
yeah,
like litter on the beach, dog poop, or, you know, the cigarette butts. It's these, there are definitely things that get people's dander up. So I, something else I wanted to, I wanted you to finish too. What are some of the low-lying, I say low-lying fruit, I don't know if that's the right term. What are some of the things that you see that is ripe for change or could be improved upon in the city if you get reelected?
Well, I got a couple of initiatives going that I'm working with the mayor on, and the city council has backed them. And so we've done our work on our end. We sent it along to the mayor for her work on the administration side. I've looked at the school department and the city departments that may be duplicative. We have two IT departments, one on each side. We have two HR departments, two payroll departments. We actually have two financial offices. It seems like places we can
save some money.
Save some money, maybe direct that funding into the building of new schools, which we need, which I think is sorely needed. Our future leaders are sitting in buildings that are rotting around them. And we get the best students, we get the best teachers. Let's give them a building to work in. In my opinion, that's probably the most important thing we can be doing next. But I got an initiative going. We passed an audit on that, within the last several months. And the school department and the city department heads of each department that we're seeking an audit on are doing those audits, and I'm sure at some point we'll get the results of those and find out if there's any places we can save some money. I think I did the same thing on during budget season. One of the things I picked on a lot was, and everyone jokes about it, was postage. And I said, why are we spending so much money on postage in this day and age? I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars on postage. Now, some of it's required, right? You know, the tax bills and the water bills have to go out in the mail, but why can't we get the DPW notices about leaf pickup in the emails? Why can't, you know, there's things we could do to save ourselves, you know, tens of thousands of dollars here and there. We can fix more potholes in on private roads that are for public access, which is a huge issue in Ward 5 and Ward 4 and Ward 1, because there's a lot of private roads. So, you know, we only have a small $30,000 budget to fill potholes.
Really?
Kind of small for a big city. Let's see if we can't take some money from these places that we're, you know, potentially wasting it and use it for good. So, I mean, there's some low-hanging fruit, like you said. Things like that we could make some pretty simple decisions on and move things around. I'd like to continue doing that.
What I found interesting, I don't really pay, I should pay more attention to elections and stuff, but I found, now in this day and age of Facebook, I guess, on your Facebook page, I see that Councillor Sean Nolan, he's my guy, he's my car guy.
He's the guy.
Extreme Auto, I'll tell you, like, I've never felt so comfortable bringing a vehicle to a place, like, and having complete faith in his verdict.
Completely.
Great guy. And Steve LeBlanc, both in Governor Baker, all endorsed you.
Yep.
That has to feel pretty good.
Feels awesome. It's a huge honor.
Like, do you feel like you have a good working relationship with them?
Steve LeBlanc and I, Sean Nolan and I, and others. These two guys, I really can't put into words how honored I am for them to invest that much into my candidacy to say I'm endorsing you. I mean, that's a big deal. There's seven candidates here.
Yeah, that's what kind of stood out to me.
Yeah, and I'm honored. I worked together with them really well. I mean, we just worked together on an order to buy an ocean skimmer to put at City Dock, so we could sort of pour gasoline on the fire of what Cape Ann Maritime Partnership's already doing over at Good Morning. Maritime Gloucester, yeah. Just things like that. We work with each other all the time on these things. And Steve and Sean, you don't get guys who work harder for their community than those guys. They are awesome ward counselors. They respond to constituents the drop of a dime. You know, they're good local business guys. They watch out for people's pocketbooks. They're good counselors. And I lean on Steve a lot, especially because he's a three-time counselor now. He's going on his fourth term. He's running out of post. You know, he's got a ton of experience I can draw on. He's been a great mentor for me. So
I feel like the council 20 years ago was stuck in the mud in this kind of, like, I feel like they felt like their job was to stop any project. Like, you know what I mean? It was like anti everything, and they beat their chest saying, not on my watch, you know, like that was a good thing. And I feel like in the past, you know, it's only got, the councils have only gotten better and better, and I attribute that to having a more forward thinking, and as a testament to having Market Basket here now and having the hotel here, and when the hotel was coming, it was frustrating to hear people waffle on it instead of, you know, in my mind it was like, let's not figure out how we're going to stop it. The question should be, what barriers to help making this happen can we remove for you?
Right. You know, let's get out of the way of business.
Let's get out of the way of it instead of, you know, because, I mean...
Right, you're talking about one of my core principles here, man. Just get out of the way if we can. We have to be responsible. Yeah. We have to vet things closely.
Right.
But if somebody wants to invest a ton of money in jobs and the like in your community, you find a way to get it done, in my opinion. So, I mean, I think that, I have to say, in the last few years, that hasn't stopped. I mean, we just permitted the 9-0 city council level. We just permitted a new medicinal marijuana facility for Blackburn Industrial Park, which, it had some controversy to it because some people aren't comfortable with the new idea of medicinal marijuana, but... You know, we aren't the morality police. This is 96 manufacturing jobs being dumped into Gloucester. I mean, you can't say no to that.
Yeah.
There's a ton of revenue to come with it. So I think this council has been forward-thinking, has, I think, for the most part, been responsible about the way we vetted these things. And I think we'll continue to do that. I have faith in it. And back a minute ago on Governor Baker, too, I mean, talk about a forward thinker. To have the governor, who's the most popular governor in the country, for good reason, by the way, he's an awesome governor, to endorse me. I'm one of, I think, a handful of city and town level endorsements that he's made in this race this year. It makes me full of pride, and I don't want to disappoint him.
You know? There you go.
Last thing is, I'm going to work my butt off, make sure that both the city and state level are working together well. You know.
Great. Anything you want to add in close? Oh, wait, very important. Is there a website you want to
yes.
send people to?
And so my website is josephorlandojr.com.
Okay.
So, and then obviously,
is that the best place?
That's my website. My email address is orlandocommittee@gmail.com. If anyone wants to reach out, I'm glad to answer any questions. I really appreciate you doing this, Joey.
It's
awesome that you're doing the service for the community.
Yeah.
I think it's in any way, shape, or form we can get candidates in front of people so they can hear directly from us. It's a huge, huge thing. So thank you.
It's been eye-opening for me as well. So for a bunch of reasons with, you know, some of the candidates that, I decisions are made like and that I didn't know before. So I really appreciate it.
Add one more thing.
Sure.
On my website, there's a few different council orders that I filed since I've been a city councilor. You know, we don't have time to cover them all right now, but mm-hmm. I encourage anyone to go look at my affordable housing zoning amendment order. I'm very proud of that. And it's one leg of a multi-tiered process towards solving this affordable housing problem that we have to solve. And, I'd love to talk to people about what they think of that and how we can educate the public on how to use these new zoning amendments to move forward.
Real world solutions. So you have information on there about which way you went on certain subjects and how you feel about certain subjects. It's a good resource.
Absolutely,
people to be able to know exactly where you are.
Definitely. There's some newspaper articles on there that have quoted me on different topics, and there's some orders that I filed and the like. And there's more stuff to cover. Just call me. My phone number's on there. And I'd love to talk to anybody who's willing to.
Great. All thank right. you, Joe. I appreciate you coming in.
All right, man. Thank you.